Hello, I'm Martin Park. You can call me Coach. Welcome to the channel. Firstly, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your company. If you find value in today's episode, then please don't forget to hit the subscribe, like, or follow buttons to help me with growing my channel. Today, I'm going to talk about health versus money, fame, power. When you look at the balance of online coverage in the areas of health, wealth, celebrity, and success, so much of today's content is heavily weighted towards money, fame, and power. Sure, there are some things put out that appear to be health-related by all manner of influencers and gurus, but even then, most of that is being promoted by people whose intent is to try to make them money, or bring them fame, or bring them some form of power. So it is hard to take any of that seriously, as it is extremely biased toward their given agendas. Now, to be fair, money, fame, and power aren't inherently bad. In fact, they can be quite motivating and rewarding. Throughout history, individuals have strived for these markers of success, and they have achieved remarkable feats in the process. But when we start sacrificing our health in pursuit of these things, that's when we run into trouble. Money can provide financial security, access to resources, and the ability to enjoy certain comforts and experiences. But the pursuit of wealth beyond what you truly need to live a fulfilling life often leads to greed, materialism, and an imbalance in priorities. The love of money over other values has a detrimental effect on your relationships and personal well-being. Fame can bring recognition, influence, and opportunities, but it can also come with intense scrutiny, invasion of privacy, and pressure to maintain a certain image or reputation. The pursuit of fame at any cost can lead to a shallow existence and a disconnect from authentic self-expression. Power can provide a sense of control, authority, and the ability to affect change, but it can also lead to corruption, exploitation, and the abuse of the authority. The relentless pursuit of power can undermine ethical principles and harm others in the process. Health, on the other hand, is often undervalued until it is compromised. But without good health, money, fame, and power lose much, if not all, of their significance. What good is all the money in the world if you're too sick to enjoy it? Imagine having all the riches but not being able to savor a single moment because your health is failing you. What's the point of fame if it leaves you mentally and physically exhausted? We often see celebrities burning out under the pressures of their public personas, their bodies and minds suffering in silence behind the glitz and the glamour. And power? Power can corrupt even the healthiest of minds if not wielded responsibly. History is rife with examples of individuals who let power consume them, their physical and mental health deteriorating as they focus solely on domination and control. So why do we tend to prioritize wealth, fame, and power over our health? Personal ambition undoubtedly plays a role, as many of us are driven by the desire to achieve more, to be recognized, to have influence. But I believe that this is a question that delves deep into the complexities of human nature and societal influences. Perhaps it's the relentless pursuit of success ingrained in our modern culture, or the constant comparison to others fueled by social media, or the pressure to meet certain societal or cultural standards of achievement. Whatever the cause, the consequences of prioritizing wealth, fame, and power over our health are starkly evident in the way we then often disregard our well-being in the relentless pursuit of external markers of success. We push aside self-care practices, convincing ourselves that they are luxuries we can't afford amidst our busy schedules and ambitious goals. We live a fast food, sedentary existence to save time and improve efficiency. We compromise on sleep and relaxation and mindfulness, viewing them as time-consuming activities that detract from our productivity rather than recognizing them as vital components of our physical and mental health. We even go as far as ignoring the warning signs our bodies give us, dismissing fatigue, stress, and other symptoms as inconveniences to be overcome rather than signals to pause and prioritize our health. In this environment, illness, chronic stress, anxiety, and burnout become commonplace, eroding our capacity to enjoy the very success we've worked so hard to achieve. We may achieve external recognition and accolades, but at what cost? Is it truly success if it comes at the expense of our health and happiness? This pattern of prioritizing external validation over internal well-being is deeply ingrained in our culture and societal norms. We are bombarded with messages equating success with material wealth, social status, and achievement, often at the expense of our health. Media portrayals of glamorous lifestyles and relentless ambition further fuel this mindset, perpetuating the myth that success requires sacrificing everything else. But it doesn't have to be this way. We have the power to redefine success on our own terms, to prioritize our health and well-being alongside our ambitions. Recognizing the value of self-care and listening to our bodies is not a sign of weakness but of wisdom. It is an acknowledgement that true success encompasses not just external achievements, but also inner peace, fulfillment, and vitality. By prioritizing our health, we lay the foundation for a more sustainable and meaningful success, one that allows us to thrive, not just survive, in all aspects of our lives. Therefore, let's strive for a more holistic approach to success, one that prioritizes health alongside wealth, fame, and power. Instead of viewing these aspects of life as competing forces, let's see them as interconnected components of a fulfilling existence. When we achieve a harmonious integration of wealth, fame, power, and health, each aspect can enhance the others. When you feel vibrant and energized, when every cell in your body is singing with vitality, you are better equipped to chase your dreams and make a positive impact on the world. As your wealth is not measured by the digits in your bank account, but by the strength of your body, the clarity of your mind, and the depth of your relationships. So let's shift our focus and reframe the way we think about success. Instead of measuring it solely by external achievements, we measure it by the quality of our lives. Let's strive for a balance that honors both our ambitions and our well-being, recognizing that true success is found in living a life that's rich in health, happiness, and fulfillment. Let's invest in nourishing our bodies, nurturing our minds, and fostering meaningful connections with those around us. Let's make every day a celebration of life, vitality, and well-being, because ultimately, health is the greatest asset we have. Everything else is just noise. So please, take a moment to reflect on your own priorities. Are you placing your health at the top of your list, or are you allowing other pursuits to overshadow it? Remember this, you only have one body, one mind, one life. Treat them with the care and respect they deserve, then get back to me and let me know what happened. I thank you for listening, and I look forward to spending some time with you again. Bye for now.